So based upon, so again, the big question is we're just going to realize, the big question is, what's these two things in the Rambam? What is, apparently there's two things, there's arbakosos and there's cheiros. And if you drink that, mechai, if it's enu azug, so it's not cheiros, because that's not the derech of b'nei chorim, but it's, you have dalakosos, and if you drink them bas achas, but they're mazug, so then you have cheiros, but you don't have dalakosos, because it's not, it's bas achas. Bas achas needs four separate things, it's not four separate things. It's bas achas. So the question is, what are these two things, right? What are these two things? What's cheiros and what's dalakosos? So again, the Grizz's answer is that dalakosos is, cheiros is that you have to drink four cups of wine as a demonstration of the haros is atzma, like kili atzma in China. It's a demonstration of cheiros, the drinking the cups, and that's why specifically it has to be mazuk, because that's the way a ben chorin drinks. So the mitzvah is it's a kiyum in the deraisa of the haros is atzma, to drink four cups of wine b'derech cheiros. That's one halacha. But then there's another halacha. Another halacha is that they set up, they didn't just say drink four cups of wine, just them, but they set up that they should create four kosher shel bracha. You should have four entities of a kosher bracha. And that exists now. Now, even though the reason, the ikar atakana, is really the base of dalakosos, the drinking. But they've built into it, they set up an additional dimension, is the halacha that you have to have four kosher shel bracha, like Tosos had the idea. You have four kosher shel bracha, and therefore, that has to be, of course, I'll say it, if you just drink him in one shot, so it's not kosher bracha, because there's a whole seder of the seder. You can't just do them, you can't do kiddush at the same time as benching, you just can't do it. So then, but if you drink one time, you still have cheiros, because you drank four cups of cheiros, it's the same cheiros. Okay. So then we said, Wilson's question about the order of the Rambam, that the order is a little bit funny, because he only mentions the kosher bracha afterwards, and halacha yod, after he has halacha tas. So we said maybe that's an organizational thing. Could be, because otherwise he'd break the flow of the halachos, and then it just wouldn't fit in, so that's why he did it. It's a hard question to ask. We said it's a good question, but certainly I don't think it's a knockout question, because it's just the answer. I mean, it's hard to know the organizational, and I think Zimmer's answer is a good answer. I think it explains it. I mean, it's still a question, but it shows you, it opens up the possibility that it's hard to write a Rambam. I mean, the Rambam's writing the Rambam, and it's hard to rewrite the Rambam and to prove the issue that's far wrong because of that question. But it's still an interesting question. Imagine one other thing that could use explanation to Grizz's approach is, like, how exactly, like, what's the relationship of
between
this, like,
two.
Yeah, between the two? It's like, it's kind of funny, like, saying, really, the halacha is dalakosos. That's really what they said, drinking dalakosos. Four cups of wine, cheiros,
etzahara.
But then they said, you know what, let's just throw in another thing. Throw in another dimension, a totally separate halacha in the takana is to have four kosher shel bracha. Like, what's that akiyam in? You know, like, what kind of halacha is that? Oh, just four kosher shel bracha, as what? Like, what's the point of that? It's not cheiros, because you see, it could even be not cups of cheiros. So it's just stam, I guess, halacha, that you have a seder halayla, and you have these brachas, so it's stam halacha to be machshiv, the amiros of the layla. It's like, I don't know, just funny, you know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of just putting two things, like, while we have the coast, it's like an accidental thing, like, while we're setting up coasts anyways, so let's put another dimension into the kosos, namely that you're creating four kosos shel bracha. Like, if you want to say it's a totally separate thing, like the Gemara sound, it's totally just a stomach thing of a stomach thing that you want to, it's a kiyum in general of kosher bracha. But he's making this like a dimension of dalakosos. He's calling that dalakosos. So he's saying like it's a dimension of dalakosos that you're creating kosher bracha. Like, how, it's just hard to, it seems like it could use an explanation. I'm not saying it's I don't really have one, but and I'm not saying it's a problem on the Grizz. It's just that you have to, it would have to explain, like, how exactly, what's the synthesis of those two things, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I think it's something that needs explanation, but he doesn't give it, really, but, I mean, it could be add-on, but it's an interesting thing to think about. That's kind of what Wilson's question was, in that the Gemara implies that if they set up Dalet Kozos, like it's a separate thing to do a mitzvah. That makes sense, Mitzvah. They set up the dalakosos and they said, it's a good idea. Kosher mitzvah is always a good thing. It's a kiyum and shabbach, so why not tie it into as a super added thing to be misakin that. But to say that they incorporated that as a chelek of the mitzvah of dalakosos, it just doesn't seem to belong. Like, how does that become one with the mitzvah of dalakosos? Now you have, like, one institution of dalakosos which has two parts. One is a chesed of cheiros, and another thing is creating four kosher shel bracha. And those are, like, two elements of Dalekosos. And it's not, it doesn't seem to be an element of Dalekosos, it's a separate thing. You know, and that the Gemara, that's, the Rebbe Wilson was asking it from the Gemara. You know, the Gemara has that implication. But I'm asking it just in terms of Misvara, I think it's a hard thing to, you can't just shove any two things together and say they're two parts of one, they're not two parts, they're two totally different things. So, I mean, it's difficult. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I don't know, it just, something bothersome about it, just in Svara, like, how does that work? Fine. So that's, so the Rebbe Wilson wanted to say, so he wanted to say a different thing. He wanted to say, I mean, again, the mystery is, what are the two things in the Rambam? I mean, there's apparently is one institution called Dalekosos, yet it has two separate, independent kiyumim. I mean, that's really the mystery here. Right? So that's what the Griz wants to say. It's the Cheirus and then it's Kosher Bracha. Two separate things. Right? But Kosher Bracha is like totally extraneous thing. That's the problem. So Wilson wanted to say it's more direct. And he wanted to say that in Halacha Tas, he's really introducing that he says there's one halacha is you just have to drink Dalekosos. That's one halacha. That's the first halacha. That's halacha in Halacha Zayin. You have to drink Dalekosos. Okay? Then the second halacha is that you have to have a shasiyah areva. And like that's halacha tas. Halacha tas is a new din. It's not just drinking Dalekosos, but it's a din of creating a shasiyah areva. Okay? That's it's a specific kind of a shasiyah, because cheirus is not, you don't just drink Dalekosos, but you drink shasiyah areva. That it's a pleasant kind of an achila, because that's their cheiros. So he's saying that's what it means of cheiros. Cheiros is the shasiyah areva. So if you drink in mazug, if it ain't a mazug, he says it's not going to be a shasiyah areva. That's the kiyam. The kiyam is to drink it in the most pleasant way. That's cheiros. That's lev ben choron. But you're still going to be yotzei dalet kosos. You're still going to be yotzei dalet kosos, because that's the first halacha, dalet kosos. So that's what he says. There's two things. The first one, dalet kosos, and then a separate thing of creating a shasiyah areva. So we asked, yeah. Yes, so the problem right. then is, the problem is, but then how does it go backwards? So, I mean, it sounds, so what's, I mean, first of all, you're not exactly explaining what this thing of Dalekosos is. Like, what is that first thing? I mean, that seems to be also because of Cheiros, that's not, but then we said, so how does it work if you go backwards? So what about once you drink it Bas Achas? So he says, if you drink it Bas Achas, so he says, you don't have Dalekosos, because it has to be, well, it has to be four separate drinkings, right? So it's not, you don't have Dalekosos. He says, yet, you have Shasiyah Areva. Yeah, but why do you have Shasiyah Areva? Shasiyah Areva presumably needs four cups. You can't just have one big cup of Shasiyah Areva. So he said, well, I don't know. He wasn't sure exactly, but apparently he's going to say that in terms of the Shasiyah Areva, it's counted as four separate kosos. But insofar as the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, the first I mentioned, so then it's going to have to be four separate drinkings. So if you do Bas Achas, in terms of Dalet Kosos, four separate things. But insofar as Shasiyah Areva, look, it was Areva. So you drank four cups, whatever, 4 or 16 ounces, whatever it is, you ended up, you drank it. You drank it. So that's, that'll be all say that. Okay, so we have a question. So we have, I can see two questions on this approach. I mean, first thing is, and the main question is, the Shasiyah Areva, what kind of kiyum is Shasiyah Areva? Shasiyah Areva is like a kind of a Shasiyah of Cheiros. So it would seem, like that sounds like the Rashbam, that's like a kiyum, mitzvah min amuvchar of the Shasiyah of Dalekosos. It doesn't sound like you could just take Shasiyah Areva and make that into its own essence. I mean, and if you're going to say that it is its own essence, meaning it's a drinking of Cheiros, then what's the first Shasiyah? What's that mitzvah? Just to drink, and then there's one thing of like the enhanced shasiyah, and then what's the first thing? Just drinking four cups. Just not the enhanced, the unenhanced version. It's not two separate things. That's shasiyah reva is a kiyum in the shasiyah of cheiros. And the Rambam says the first one is then of cheiros. So now it becomes like two separate. It's not really two separate things. And that's why I think the Griz brought in shasiyah reva. He knew about that. The Grizzly knew about that, but he showed that that Shasiyah Areva is a kiyum in Cheiros. That's the din in Cheiros. That's the kiyum in the. That's why the Rav made it into one thing. I'm sorry, the Grizz. That's why he made it into one thing, because he says the first thing is the Shasiyah B'Torah Cheiros, that's the Dalekosos, and Areva is a kiyum in that. That's a kiyum. That's a din in the coast Shel Cheiros. But what Wilson's trying to do is he's saying is that Shasiyah Areva is like a kiyum b'fnei atzmuso. And then, but there's also a separate institution of just drinking four cups. What's drinking four cups? Isn't that Cheiros? And if that's Cheiros, then Shasiyah Areva is Cheiros. So now, So what's the address of those four cops? I mean, that's why the Grizz was saying it's Kosher Bracha, because that's giving a different address. But if it's saying it's both Cheros, then what's the conceptual difference between the two? What is that difference? It's not, like, what are these two things now? It's basically just Cheros, and is the enhanced Cheros of Shia Reva, and then just drinking. I mean, it's the problem. Shia Reva is an enhancement. It sounds like it's a kiyum in something. It doesn't. It's hard to say that's its own institution of a kiyum. I mean, what is that? And as juxtaposed to the first halacha, you know what I mean? And additionally, I think the problem has to be worked out. I mean, he said, I mean, we pushed him, he said he didn't really work on it yet, which is fair. I mean, he didn't work on it yet. But I mean, it has to be explained how it is that the Dalit Kosos, that if you do a Bibas Achas, of course, Manashach, if you do a Bibas Achas, is it one or is it four? He's saying, insofar as Shia Reva, you drank four cups. Right? Because Shia Reva, definitely, you can't just drink one Shia Reva, you have to drink four cups of Shia Reva. So apparently, even though they're Bas Achas, and so far as Shia Reva, it's considered four separate cups. Yet, insofar as this institution of Dalit Kosos, which he didn't really define, he just said you have to drink four cups, then that's not four cups, it's one cup. So, I mean, I think the problem is because he hasn't fully defined what is that thing of Dalit Kosos. But you have to define Dalit Kosos in a way such that, and this is really a problem in the Rambam, is that you have to define both Dalit Kosos and Cheiros demand four cups, so you have to define Dalit Kosos in a way where Vas Achas is going to be one cup, it's going to be defined as one, yet, when it comes to Cheiros, then it's going to be defined as four cups. He hasn't filled that in. You know what I mean?
So we were thinking, we were doing something.
We wanted to say, if you look carefully at Halacha Zayin, okay, look at Halacha Zayin in the Rambam. It says, L'fikach, kishasoed adam belayla hazat sarach lecho v'lishtos v'humesav derecheres. Okay? V'chol echad v'echad b'enashim chayv v'lishtos belayla hazat arba koso shalyayim. Okay? Input, whatever. Fine. So what stands out there to you? Is there anything that stands out there in those two sentences? What stands out there? What stands out to me, I mean, you can say I'm being picky a little bit, but balayla hazeh. Okay? Lefikach kishasoid adam balayla hazeh. So why is he saying balayla hazeh? So he'd say, because otherwise I don't know when. I don't know what you're talking about, right? Then he says, fine. So he says, V'chal echad b'en oshim e'en oshim, chayiv lishtos b'layla hazeh, arbakos ha-shoyayin. I mean, it's hard to say, again, you forgot when we were talking about, and when we, of course, we're talking about b'layla hazeh. That's the Lel Seder. So he should just say, I mean, it's questionable that he had to even say it once. You know what I mean? In the first time. I mean, obviously, we're talking about it in Lel Pesach. We're not just talking about, you know, B'chol ha-dur ha-sazatzmo. Yeah, but we're talking about it in Lel Seder. But he could say, look, you may say in general, Haros Sazatma. When? I don't know. So, Lefiko, son of Laila Zeh, it's, you have to do with Derech Seba. But then again, he has to say, Laila Zeh, you're drinking four cups of wine. It's just say, Vachalam in Noshim, Gam, Chayim, Lishtos, Talagosos. We know Laila Zeh. You know what I mean? Okay, so it's a little bit, you know, I'm not saying you're going to die from the Kasha, but it's a Lasha. I mean, you know what I mean? It's repetitive. It sounds repetitive. Okay? Okay, so what we wanted to say is that the halacha is, like you see, for instance, the din of a Leil Pesach. Okay, and you see, like, Ma'ashtana ha'layla hazeh. Right? So we wanted to say, like, you see, there's all these characteristics of the layla. So we wanted to say that the halacha of Dalit Kosos, that you drink and then, like he says, for instance, you do Bas Achas, he says, you're not Yosei Dalit Kosos, right? So we wanted to say there's a halacha of defining it as a layla shel cheiros. And Cheiros isn't just the din and the Gavra is the Ben Choron. But it's, you want to qualify, that's a dimension of the Laila. That it's a Laila which reflects Cheiros. And how do you do that? You do that in two ways. That you're eating and drinking of the night. All you're eating and drinking throughout the night are Don Beheseba. That's how you eat tonight. But Laila is all you're eating. It's like that. And like the Ramal Zakim, all your Achilan Shios. The only Chayev and Matzah and Dalkosis. But all. He says all them are areas of Meshubach. So Meshubach is that's a key in the defining the Laila. It's a Laila Shel Cheiros. And also through the fact that you drink four cups of wine dispersed throughout the night. There are drinkings of wine throughout the night. That's the finding of the Lailah Shacharis. So that's why, for instance, if you do Bibas Achas, if you just sit down, you just get to the table, you just drink 4 cups of wine. Down. Right? Bibas Achas. That doesn't define the night. That's just a Maisa Mitzvah. You're doing a Maisa Mitzvah of drinking Chairos. But to define the night, it has to be dispersed throughout the night. Okay? How dispersed is a good question. But Ritzufim is not that. Ritzufim doesn't qualify the Lailah. If you just, then it's just one big, one kvias of Shasiya. So it's true, you drank 4 cups. I'm not saying you didn't drink 4 cups, you drank 4 cups. But since the halacha is, and that's what he's setting up in Halacha Zion, is that you're defining the Lailah as a Lailah Shacharis. And the way you do that is through Haseba, which is both, again, is your Achil Vashiyah of a Lailah Hazah, is Haseba, and then the Fika Echol Mein Hashem Chayv Listos Balayla Hazeh Arba Koshayim. Balayla isn't just when. But that's the definition of the mitzvah, is defining the Layla as a Layla Shalcheres through these manners. Okay, through these two things. Okay, that's why, again, it has to be... that's why I think when it says Bas Achas, it doesn't mean... I don't think he means like that... Like I say, Shalol say the Mishnah Seinu. Right? Shalol say the Mishnah Seinu. I don't think it necessarily means in the Rambam that you didn't do one at Kiddush, one at one at Magid, one at Halal. Yeah, because the Ram didn't mention, like Rav Ilson pointed out, the Ram didn't mention the kosos yet, the brachos yet, in Al Chatas. He didn't mention that. Basachas, it's hard to say. If let's say I did it, for instance, right a little bit after Kiddush, a little bit before Magid, a little bit before benching, and a little bit after Halal. So it's not Al Seder, but are you going to tell me that's defined as Basachas? So I would say that's Bas Achas. So I don't think Bas Achas means is not do. I mean, that's what the Gris is going to have to say. The Gris is going to have to say, what does it mean Bas Achas? Bas Achas means you're not doing the kosher brachas. So you're not doing it each and every mitzvah. It's hard to say that's what Bas Achas means. I know the Magen Mishnah says, so I'll say the Mishnah saying. The Magen Mishnah learns that way. But I mean, it's hard to read. Bas Achas sounds like it means Bas Achas. I mean, the Rashbam said Shasan Ritzufan. He said Shalom Seinu, Shalom say the Mishnah Seinu, Shasan Ritzufan. So I mean, that's the way it's set up, spread apart. But the main point, I mean, it seems about Sachas that it's the Ritzufim, it's back to back to back, consecutively. So therefore, he's saying that Bibas Achas can't qualify the Laila. Because that doesn't qualify the Laila, that's an isolated activity. So you want to go on one drinking binge, but that's not, it doesn't define a Laila. The definition of a Laila has to be, and it makes sense, that's why you see 4 cups. 4 cups makes sense, that you just drink one time, it doesn't define a Laila. That's why you need a quantity. You need a quantity, because one thing isn't going to define anything. So that's the first dimension. And that's what I think he's setting up in Halacha Zayin. Okay, that's what he's setting up in Halacha Zayin. Okay. Then, in Halacha Tas, I think he's saying is like this. See, if you're trying to define, here's the point now, is that there's a difference between, well, there's a logical difference here. There's a difference between trying to define the Laila as a Laila Shalcheiros, and doing, so to speak, an action of Cheras. Really expressing that the Gavra is a Ben Chor. Okay? What's the difference? The difference is like this, is that... just keep that in mind. Okay, I'm going to digress for a second. You could have a drinking... Let's say you drink wine and it's Mazik. It's not Mazik. Okay? So what do you say? Is that Cheras? So you could argue two ways. You could say, on the one hand, you could say wine is Cheras. Wine is Cheras. Right? Wine categorically is cheres. Okay, wine reflects cheres. But on the other hand, you could argue that a ben chorin doesn't just drink wine. He drinks wine in a very specific way. He pours it exactly like he likes it. He has a certain amount of maybe that's revias yayin chai. Then he makes sure he has a lot of the chashiv stuff. It's not just watered down. You know, I mean, there's a certain derech of a ben chorin. So even though, on the one hand, you could argue yayin per se reflects cheras, on the other hand, you could argue no, that it's true it's yayin, but yayin, cheras is a whole picture. It's not just yayin. Yayin is the essence, but it's a whole picture. Okay? So which one, how do you determine which argument is good? Do you say that it's just yayin? Or do you say no, that it demands all the features of cheras? Right? So it could be like this, is that if you're just talking about defining the Laila as a Laila Shalcheiros through having 4 Shasiyas Yayin throughout the night, qualifying the Laila as a Shalcheiros, then you just need a Maisa of Cheiros. All you need is a basic quality of Cheiros, which is Yayin. Okay? Because what you're saying is that It's not like per se you're involving yourself and cheiros, like in the full involvement of a ben chorin. It's simply you're trying to qualify the laila, to give the characteristic of cheiros to the laila. So as such, as long as you have the essence of cheiros, which is yayin, four times in the night, you'll define the laila as laila shel cheiros. Okay? But the Rambam holds is like this, is that they didn't leave it at that. But they said that besides for defining the laylas and the cheiros, they set up a separate halacha of the. It's two ways of looking at it. But let's say it that way. Defining the gavra has to express his identity as a ben chorin. So kiyum and the gavra expressing his nature as a ben chorin. And if a gavra is a ben chorin, doesn't drink wine in a mazik. That's just not how he does it. There's the full. There's even though you'll say the maisa, you could define his cheiros because it's yayin. But the full expression of your of cheiros, the real expression of cheiros, is the full picture. It's then that's what he's interested in halacha test. Arba kosos ha'elu. These four kosos which they set up as a din of defining the laila, they added a new dimension to it, which is tzarich limzo goson kadesh deshtia reva kol fidas hayayin ulfidas hashosa. It has to be a shtia reva, not just and velo yibchos rabas and revias yayin chai. Is that it has to be, apparently, in terms of expressing cheiros, there has to be a lot of yayin chai. You know, a lot of the real, the good stuff. So that's a new dimension to the mitzvah. They didn't just leave it as defining the laila as the laila shel cheiros, but they wanted to set up a separate institution where the gavra is expressing his identity as a ben chorin. And that's through doing the real action of cheiros. The full-blown action of cheiros. You know, I mean, it's not just to do something which technically is defined as cheiros because it's yayin. But it's the full expression of cheiros. That's how you... Because the gavra of cheiros doesn't do a half an action of cheiros. The gavra is a ben chorin, he does it the real way. But what I'm saying is that logically that's different than if you're just trying to cast a characteristic of cheiros on the laila. If you're not, then you're not trying to define you as a ben chorin. You're trying to cast the definition of cheiros on the laila. Then you need the primary characteristic. You need the shame cheiros in the thing. And the shame cheiros will exist through the main characteristic, through yayin. So that's the two things. So now then the cases work out. So then the thing is like this. So he says, if you drink them all of eino mazug, so if they're eino mazug, in terms of defining the laila, it's fine. Because the laila is it's a yayin, four cups of yayin, define the laila as the laila shel cheiros. But in terms of the gavra of a ben chorin, that's not really the gavra of cheiros, because the gavra of cheiros drinks them poured nicely, poured them, you know, in a good way. And he says, and then the other halach, if you drink them bas achas, so insofar as defining the laila, you can't define the laila if it's not spread out throughout the laila. But insofar as the gavra is expressing his identity as a ben chorin, does it say that a ben chorin has to drink them throughout the night? A ben chorin, he wants a cup of wine, he wants another cup of wine, he wants another cup of wine, another cup of wine. What's the difference? In terms of cheiros, you know, there's no reason why it has to be. It's four cups. He's drinking four cups of wine, so it's four expressions of his nature as a ben chorin. There's no halacha. The only reason you need it to be, the only problem with bas achas is because, a separate problem, because you're trying to define a laila. To define a laila, you can't define a laila through just one kvias. But insofar as four actions of cheiros, so it's fine. It doesn't matter. It can be a vas achas. And that's it. And then the Kosher Baruch Hu is a totally different thing. Then the Rambam introduced in Al-Chayyur that there's a separate thing. That Chazal didn't just, they said, you're doing all these drinking of cheiros and therefore mitzvos. So kol chad v'chad, never a mitzvah. An afterthought. Like Rav Wilson was suggesting the Gemara implies. Like it's a different thing. And the Rambam didn't mention anywhere. Now he just thought, after he's done with the Dalit Kosis as a din of cheiros, the two dimensions, a din in the Laila and din in the Gavra, so then he goes and mentions the separate kiyum of Kosher Bracha, totally different thing. That's a din of a Gavra Menchorin. The Gavra Menchorin has to be subjective. You can't objectify it. The Gavra Menchorin, you have to express your identity as Menchorin. How do you do that? It depends on you. It depends. Do you like strong wine? Do you like sweet wine? Do you like this one? Whatever it is. That's what you have to do. So that's what it is, Kol Fidas Shosim, because that is the very kiyum here. The kiyum is the kiyum of the Gavra's identity as a Menchorin. And that's why the two dimensions are not just two totally separate dimensions that have no shaykhus to one. I mean, that's what's better, you know, an advantage of the shah as opposed to the grizz. The grizz is like two totally different things, you know. This is saying that they're both within cheiros, but there's two addresses of it. One of them is in so far as the defining the laila, and the other one is so far as the real gavra of a ben chorin. A real, like, I guess, laharos tzatzma. It's different. different two aspects of the din of Cheiros. Two aspects of Cheiros. Well, he calls Cheiros the one which is really the Gavra of Ben Chorin. The other one he calls Arbakosos. Arbakosos is a reference to the one of the Lila. Because I guess, that's how he coins it. That's how he terms that. Okay, so there's another approach. I was listening, after I did this, I listened to a tape from Rabbi Fine. I think it was 1987. It's called Dalakosos, 1987. So if you want to find it, it's, but I'm going to try to do it justice, but, I'll tell you what he was saying. I mean, some of it is the same. Actually, some of what I said now was borrowed a little bit from Rabbi. I'll explain, I'll show you what. But he wanted to say that really, he learned it's all din in the Gavra. That's where I got this thing in the Gavra. Originally, I didn't have that. I didn't express it that way in the Gavra. Originally said it's din, it expressed the real Maisa of Cheiros.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Real Maisa of Cheiros. The real Maisa of Cheiros is a din. Because you could say, the way we were saying is, you could say it's a din that the Gavra has to be a Ben Chorin, or you could say you have to really do the action of Cheiros, the model action of Cheiros.
You know what I mean? It's better with Lufidas, what's it called?
Yeah. But he was saying, so that's why I got that thing of the Gavra from him. But he wanted to say is that the Halacha is the Gavra. He says, what's this thing of Laharos Asatzmo? He says, what's that whole idea of Laharos Asatzmo? Because he says, and the Psukim that the Rambam brings really seem to indicate Liros Asatzmo. Because he says that a person, Yosanu Hotzi Misham. Or it says, you have to say, V'zacharta ki ever ha'isa v'eretz Mitzrayim. Ki lu ato be'atzmecha ha'isa ever v'yatzacheros. V'niftes. So that doesn't show anywhere that you have to demonstrate. That just shows you have to envision it and remember as if you were an Eved. Where do you get this thing of Laharos? Right? So you have to say that, because halachically, what's the din of Liros Asatzmo? What kind of halacha is that? You have to envision yourself as you're an Eved? What's the halachic, do you have to think about that? So you wanted to say is that in Sipur is, you want to say, is a kim in the Gavra. That in Sipur Yisrael is like the Gavra is affected, the Gavra is moved. And the way you express that the Gavra is like, is when he's moved because he realizes ki evar yisera is Mitzrayim, it's ki ilu atav atzmecha. But halachically, how do you express the kim and the Gavra? It's through laharos atzma. Through doing actions which manifest the Gavra of Cheiros, the Gavra of Ben Chorin. I mean, that's what he says, that's what laharos. He says, otherwise, what's this thing of laharos? What kind of halachic thing is that? It's not a halachic thing, is to envision yourself. So he said, it's a part of Sipur is that the Gavra is involved in the Sipur, and the Gavra is transformed by the realization of the ideals of the Sipur. So that halachically expresses itself as laharos. It's not, of course, liros, but the liros expresses itself through the Gavra's expression of Cheiros. Okay? You with me? So then he said is that that's through Dalakosos. Dalakosos is an expression of the Gavra of Ben Chor, the Gavra of Cheiros. So he said that has two forms, he wanted to say. He said that has a quantitative form and a qualitative form. The quantitative form is through Dalakosos. He says that's simply through his drinking four cups, a certain quantity of kosos. That's how the Gavra of Cheiros is expressed in terms of kosos. Four cups. Okay, that's the first thing. The other thing is the qualitative dimension. So the qualitative expression of Cheiros is through the Meziga Yahda Shtia Reva. You know what I mean? The Fidas Ashosa. That's the expressing the Gavra of Cheiros in a qualitative sense. You know what I mean? The qualitative sense. That he's drinking four great cups of wine, which are pleasant and the whole thing, you know? So that's the two facets to the Kiyum of the Gavra. You know what I mean? That's what he's saying. Now, what he's going to have to say, though, is and if it's bivas acha, see this is what I didn't get exactly, but if it's not mazug, so if you have yain which is not mazug, so in terms of the qualitative aspect you don't have,
right.
But in terms of the quantity you have four cups.
Right.
Now, but if it's bivas acha, see this I don't know if he fully addressed it. If it's bivas achas, so in terms of the four cups, it has to be four cups spread out, so it's not gonna be good. But in terms of the qualitative aspect of expressing cheiros. So then he's saying, as long as you had four cups of wine, that expresses the quality of Cheiros, four cups of yayin, of good yayin. You know what I mean? Like the quantity, he's saying, the quantitative aspect has to be, like, spread out. Has to, like, really be manifest as four separate kosos. But insofar as you have four in that qualitative expression, then you don't have to have it spread out throughout the night. Then all you need is four cups. I mean that's something that's a little difficult. Why is it that in the quantitative thing it has to be spread out in terms to get four? But when in the qualitative thing there's also four cups, you have to say there's also four. You can't just drink one.
One.
You can't drink one. So he somehow said that's four cups of the greatest thing. But then it's hard to see exactly what the two things are then, because the qualitative thing also has the quantity.
Right. That's
you know what I mean? So then why is the quantitative thing its own distinct thing anymore, you know? Like, what does that have over the qualitative thing? Right? I mean, that's... that's the problem. That's what I'm saying solves that, because I'm saying that's a different thing. That's the idea of the Lila. But he was just looking, that's the quantitative thing, and the other one's gone. And he's like, I didn't see how he's explaining why the quantitative thing, if you do bas achas, that's not going to be good. So, because that's not four cups. Yet, when it comes to the qualitative thing, the four cups, he's saying like the four cups and the qualitative thing are just like a shear in how much you drank on this. So your four cups, that's fine. But in terms of the quantity, it has to really be spread out throughout the Lila. I didn't fully get it. I can't say I really get it. I mean, that's the way I understood what he said, but I don't see it fully. I mean, that's true. So I said, it's like, there's one thing like your multiple drinking. It's like, there's a thing, I keep drinking, and I'm drinking again, and I'm drinking again. That's a certain quality of becheres. It has to be spread out. Otherwise, you're just drinking a lot. It's not multiple drinking. So that's the key of the quantitative thing. But the other idea is that you're expressing the quality of cheiros. Now, yeah, it has to be four times, but it's not the idea like you're drinking all over the place. You know, it's a different thing. And they gave it the number of four, I guess they set up, because of four, that's the way they're not going to change the number. So it's one institution. But the number then has a role that you're doing it four times. You do it four times. It doesn't have to reflect the idea of like multiplicity of, you know, of drinkings. I mean, so that, it's just you drank four cups, and that reflects quality chayrus four times. I mean, what I'm saying is not, my thing is different, it's not just a din of the just a different, like he's making, that's the difference, I say. So according to Rebbe's thing, is he's saying, the idea of four times throughout the night is because there's an idea of the gavra who is just drinking throughout the night. You know, drinking and drinking and drinking, you know, like a certain multiplicity is accomplished through spacing them out. But what I'm saying is because it's a kim in the line. Alright?
It seems like
I mean, the quantitative thing doesn't just mean, I don't think it means you just have four cups, because you're right, if you just tell me it's not four cups, then how can you have the quality in the four cups? It's not four cups. But I think the quantitative thing means, it's like, I'm saying, it's certain, like it's multiple drinking. It's like you keep drinking and then you drink again, you drink again. That's a certain type of expression of cheiros, that you're drinking a lot of times, you know? So that has to be spaced out. You know what I mean? But the quality is an idea that you're doing shasiya areva. And it's true, the Shtiya Reva, they said you have to have that four times, but that's not the same idea of quantity. That's just the din of quantity. The Shtiya Reva, four times. But the idea of the first idea of the quantitative thing is not just that you're drinking four kozels, but it's a certain kind of a gavra who just drinks and drinks again and drinks again. That is the kind of gavra, a guy who's drinking a lot of times. You know what I mean? But so that can only be if it's spaced out. But the four kozels in the Shtiya Reva, in the qualitative aspect, is just a din that you have to have four of them. So just see a reva four times. So it doesn't have to be spread out as you drank four cups. That's fine. Yeah. The difference here, what I'm saying, what Rabbi is saying, is that according to Rabbi, the idea of four cups, the din of the quantitative thing, the four kosos, is an idea of a kind of a gavra of a ben chorin, who just drinks at all different intervals of time. He just drinks, he drinks again later, he drinks again. It's not just that he just does one action of drinking. It's spread out, spaced out, four separate drinkings. Okay, that's the key of quarantine. It's different from the different aspect from the other aspect of the qualitative dimension of the great tasty wine. It's the dimension in the gavra of his drinking at different intervals. Okay, according to what I'm saying, it's not a key in the gavra. That's the key in the gavra is really the thing of the dalakosos of cheres. That's the din of shireva. But the halacha of four throughout the night, that's alakos is a din of balayla hazeh. That's a din of qualifying the layla. I mean, it's a din of qualifying the layla. It's not because that's a certain kind of gavra who drinks all at different intervals. But that's a din of qualifying the layla. I mean, those are two different, you know, it's two different things. Yeah. And you pick. Yud is a good point. Yud is like a follow-up. In other words, he just set up that there are four separate drinkings. Now, in theory, those four separate drinkings, they have to be separate. They can't be bas achas. But they could be 10 minutes apart. They could be one now, one an hour later, one 3 hours later. Random separation. You just have to have them throughout the, you know, throughout the night. This is according to my pshara. Either pshara. But you have to have four drinks at some point throughout the night. So then it's saying, that's what the Gemara is saying, is that now that you're having four cups throughout the night, and you happen to have mitzvos halayla throughout the night, so it makes appropriate to tie these drinkings into a kosher bracha, to create a kiyum of a kosher bracha. So the first one they set up on Kiddush, the second one they set up on Magid, the third one they set up on on a benching, and then the fourth one on Halal. But according to that, if you didn't do it, let's say I didn't do it all Seder in that order. I didn't do the whole Seder. So according to, that's the difference between this pshat and the Grizz. According to this, my pshat, Rabbi's pshat, so you're totally yotze, dalek kosos, it's just a separate thing, you're lacking kosher brachos. Right, according to the Grizz, he's saying that a dimension of dalek kosos is actually lacking. And that's really a dimension of dalek kosos. There's a weak point of Rabbi's approach, and he said, why in this qualitative thing, why do you have to have, why is it four? I mean, I have Shtiyah Reva, so I have one Shtiyah Reva. Why do you have to have four? You could say that part of the Shtiyah Reva, part of that qualitative thing is that you're drinking a lot. It's not just that you drink one good kos. You know what I mean? But part of that gavra, the qualitative expression of a Reva, does have a certain quantity to it also. I mean, it's not multiple drinkings, but it's not like you just drink a tiny bit. You know, I mean, there is an idea that you're drinking a lot. You know, so it could be that that's in allows a lot. It's four. I mean, it's the same. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that that's a good question. It's interesting how it works out. Say, when I'm saying over the Grizz of Shara Vilson, Rebbe's Pshat, I'm just saying it the way I see it. You know, I mean, you can't. You know, it could be they'd answer these things differently. I'm trying to. I don't know if I did them justice, but I'm just saying these things is the way I see it. You know, you can't do more than that. But you know, okay.